Now, the promise of electric cars excites many people, but we've seen a warning that the electrical infrastructure of the country just isn't equipped for the rise of those electric cars or EVs over the next decade. The Green Alliance has come up with a report saying peak demand for electricity could double before 2050, leading to so-called brownouts or blackouts if local grids aren't actively managed. At the moment, you know, if you go to a supermarket or a public place, you've got one or two charging points. Just imagine it if everybody has one, you know, in their own drive and they're out there on the streets. A brownout, by the way, is a drop in voltage which can damage household appliances. James Bridges has been hearing from Katharina Brandmeier from the Green Alliance, who wrote the report. And it has a lot to do, as she says, with when electric vehicles become mainstream.
EVs picking up in the UK. For example, Tesla is already the largest selling luxury car, for example, in the US, and it has recently also surpassed General Motors to become almost automaker with the highest market value. So there's a clear attraction in EVs for consumers. And although you might have the first consumers picking up now, in the future, as new models of cars come out and as they become cheaper, they will reach also a wider range of consumers. So over the next 5 to 10 years, so by 2025, EVs are forecast to become cheaper than conventional cars. So we can predict that they will actually become much more widespread among consumers.
What impact does that mean for the electric infrastructure in the UK? Could that increase in electric car use bring problems?
Of course, if they're poorly managed, so if there's no indication as to when consumers should be charging, and of course consumers, they have no visibility as to which kind of stress they're putting onto the grid. So a consumer will come home at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, they will plug in their EVs and they will start charging. And that's the peak time when the whole grid is actually pumping electricity to deal with the high demand. And it's the worst time when they could be charging. So if that's the scenario, of course, they could be putting out of pressure on the grid. The brownout is basically when there's too much electricity being demanded and the voltage suddenly drops out of a sort of safety range. And what this does is that it tends to then damage also appliances. Eventually, if the voltage doesn't drop, then you might have a blackout. But so this might be happening even if you have as little as 7% penetration of EVs happening. On the other hand, brownouts might happen, but what is also likely to happen is that instead network operators, for example, and different stakeholders in the energy sector will start to instead reactively gear up for EV deployment. So they will start reinforcing their networks. And this is, of course, will be costly because, and then these costs will be passed on to consumers. Whereas instead by having, for example, smart chargers, they could postpone some of these costs or postpone some of the requirements for these upgrades and instead manage the demand from EVs more intelligently.
If you were energy minister for the next government, which is coming in summer, what would you do to support the rise in electric car use in the UK?
There's a smart way of dealing with EVs, and there's a lot of potential that EVs could deliver and also benefits that they could deliver to the system. So if instead we had smart chargers that could detect when the system was already overloaded, so when demand was already very high for the domestic sector, they could, for example, switch off the charging and charge instead at times of the day when there's less demand. And at the same time, for example, EVs, they also have a battery storage. I mean, the EV is a battery, essentially. So they could also provide electricity back into the grid. So there are already trials ongoing, for example, for vehicle-to-grid testing. So, and this could be, even just by taking into account the number of EVs that could be in the UK by 2025, the EV batteries could power the grid by 7 hours, which means that it could even help the grid in the case, for example, of a power generator going offline.
We kind of need to unpack that a little bit. So you're suggesting that the battery in the car could itself help the national grid support the extra use of electric cars?
They could support the grid in providing the flexibility. And this is already happening, for example. So in California, you have smart charging for EVs, which means that when the grid, there's too much electricity being demanded, the charging of the EVs will switch off so that they will not pose excessive pressure. And this could happen also in the UK. So even there's a report by done for National Grid, which shows that EVs and heat pumps, if they had a frequency response, if they had a sort of a smart feature in their design, they could actually provide a sort of frequency response which could provide the flexibility to the system and therefore, again, support the system rather than undermining it.
I suspect all these plans are kind of in the future. At the moment, right now, is the UK equipped to deal with the increase of electric cars that we would see over the next 20 years?
First of all, this is something that will have to happen. It will happen inevitably because we see also leading car manufacturers which are making a lot of statements as to and commitments to electric mobility. So I think this will be inevitably coming to the UK, and I think the grid will have to deal with it. It's just a matter of, shall we deal with it? Shall we make the most of it? Or shall we instead have a reactive policy? If we make the most of it, and I think there are already smart charging, testing vehicle to grid, the point is that I think they have to be part of a more coherent approach to EVs. So I think the potential is there. It's just a matter of how do we ensure that actually we are prepared by 2025 when a lot of consumers will start having EVs and we avoid some of the negative outcomes that will ultimately impact consumers either by having brownouts or by having higher energy bills.
Katharina Brandmeier from the Green Alliance talking there about the potential stresses and strains on the electricity infrastructure if electric cars become part of our lives in our lifetime. Interesting prospect.